Om Shri Sai Ram. We, the students of Shri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Prashanti Nilayam, offer at Bhagwan's lotus feet a drama titled Swargadapi Gariyasi. Of Mr. Mehta's house.
Happy birthday to you, Ashutosh. Happy birthday to you, Ashutosh. Happy birthday to you, Ashutosh. Happy birthday to you.
Yay! Hello, everyone. At the outset, I would like to thank you all for gracing this occasion. We wish our son a long and happy life on his 21st birthday. dear guests. My son often expressed his long-standing desire to go abroad and pursue his higher studies. And today, I have decided to fulfill his wish and send him to the Stanford University for his advanced studies. Let's all wish him the best of luck.
Wow! I think that's fantastic, Mehtaji. Ashutosh definitely deserves to build a bright future for himself. All the best.
Yeah. Ashutosh has been a brilliant boy ever since I knew him. I'm sure he'll make us all proud.
Thank you everyone for your good wishes. Enjoy the party now. Well, son, you'll be going far away from us soon. I hope you can manage all by yourself without our help.
Oh, come on, Dad. I'm grown up now. Both of you, keep in touch with me, okay?
Beta, Ashutosh.
Mom.
Don't do this in front of the guests. After all, I'll be gone just for 2 years. Why are you making such a big fuss about it? Now, let me enjoy the party.
Happy birthday, Ashutosh.
Happy birthday, Ashutosh.
Hey, Ashutosh. I'm so jealous of you, man.
I wish I too could go abroad for my studies. If only my parents were as supportive as yours.
Supportive? I have been asking my parents for this for such a long time. Finally, my dream has come true. Shall we?
Swargadapi gariyasi.
House of Mr. Ramachandar.
Amma? Amma? Appa?
What happened, my son? What happened?
The university results are out. And by God's grace, I stand first in the entire university.
That's great news, my son. I'm so proud of you.
My prayers have been answered. God bless you, Kanna. God bless you.
Vishwas, I feel it's time for you to think about your higher studies.
Appa, all I want to do is take care of you and Amma and help you in times of need. I'm sure our Lord has some plans for me.
Of course, my son. God will definitely guide us. But now, let's celebrate this joyous occasion with your favorite lunch.
Yes. Vishwas, why don't you go to the market and get paneer and your favorite vegetables so that I can cook a sumptuous meal for you?
Sure, Amma. I'll be back soon.
Good morning, Ramachandra, sir.
Oh, Professor Dikshit. What a pleasant surprise. Come in. Please come in. Have a seat.
Congratulations, Mr. Ram. Your son has topped the university.
Thank you, sir. It's all your guidance and blessings.
By the way, where is Vishwas? I actually came to congratulate him.
He has just gone out. He'll be back in a while.
Oh, anyway, has he discussed his future plans with you?
He doesn't seem to be interested in further studies. He just wishes to settle down and help us.
Is it? But sir, your son's talents are too precious to be left idle. The portals of higher education will open a whole new world of possibilities for him and take him to places you cannot possibly imagine. Now that he has excelled here, I really feel he should be given a chance to make his mark in the world. By the way, it's time for me to move on. Convey my wishes to Vishwas.
Thank you so much, Professor, for your advice. We will surely give it a thought.
Namaste.
I think there is a lot of sense in what that professor said. We should send Vishwas abroad for his higher studies.
That is all true. But think practically. Can we afford such an education for him?
I understand that finances are weak for us. But I am ready to do what it takes, sacrifice whatever I have for our son's sake.
But what could we possibly do to get so much money?
Actually, the piece of land which my parents gave me, we could sell it or mortgage it in order to raise the required funds.
What are you saying? Don't you remember that we have kept that piece of land for your medical emergencies?
Emergency, emergency? What emergency? My priority now is not my health, but our son's education. Isn't it the same for you too? I am ready to sacrifice that land and bear the risk.
All right, all right. Since you are so insistent, let's do it.
No, Amma. I don't want you to risk your life for my sake.
Kanna, I have already reached the evening of my life. You, on the other hand, are just opening your eyes to this world of opportunities. And whatever we can do to help you, we surely will.
Amma, both of you have already sacrificed a lot. I can't let you give up so much for me.
You don't have to worry so much, my son. The Almighty Lord will take care of my heart. As I see it, this piece of land is our only hope for a better future. Once you complete your education, maybe you can procure not one, but many such pieces of land for us. Just fulfill this one wish of your parents.
True, Vishwas. I am beginning to see how it would all work. Do as your mother says.
Okay, Amma. If it is your desire, I shall do so.
Both Vishwas and Ashutosh fly to the United States to join the Stanford Graduate School of Business. Little did they know that destiny had a plan in store for them.
Lecture Hall of Stanford University.
Where should I sit now? All the chairs are occupied.
I think I can sit there.
Excuse me, you seem to be from India. Have you already been studying here? Or are you a fresher?
Yeah, I'm from Mumbai. I joined a week ago.
Oh, I'm from Mumbai too. By the way, I'm Vishwas. Nice to meet you.
Ashutosh, and same here.
It is nice to see a fellow Mumbaikar after so many days. Don't you think?
Well, I do like to hang around with people here, but it's nice to see an Indian once in a while.
Good morning, gentlemen. I am Professor Anderson. At the outset, I would like to welcome all of you to the Stanford Graduate School of Business. Remember this day, for it is today that you have taken a step forward into the portals of higher education. 2 years from now, I assure you that none of you would be the same person as you are today. The MBA program here is our flagship course. You would now be taken onto a tour of the entire campus, which would be followed by an introductory lecture in the Department of Finance. Thank you.
Wow! That was really an inspiring and informative orientation. I can't wait to get started.
Come on, let's go around the campus.
As the days passed, Ashutosh and Vishwas got closer. Worlds apart that they were, it was only their friendship that brought them together. The seed of friendship, once sown in their hearts, slowly grew into a strong bond.
Janani janma bhumishtha swargadapi gariyasi. Janani janma bhumishtha swargadapi gariyasi.
Time seemed to fly, and before they knew it, Ashutosh and Vishwas completed their 2 years at Stanford. On the day of graduation results,
I hope I have got good grades.
Yeah, let me too have a look.
Hey, Vishwas! You have clinched a gold medal. The Stanford topper.
Ashutosh,
you have secured the second rank.
So Vishwas and Ashutosh, when can we expect a treat from both of you?
Surely, it's around the corner, friends. Congratulations.
Same to you.
So, Ashutosh, what are your future plans? Are you flying back? Or...
What?
What do you mean?
Going back to India? Look around, man. What else can you wish for? Get a good job, settle comfortably, live happily. That's it. Anyways, what about you?
Me? I'm going back to India. I need to take care of my parents and want to serve our own country in whatever little way I can.
Oh, come on, Vishwas. Be practical. I thought we could do wonders here together. Only here can you expand your wings and take flight. Realize your potential, Vishwas.
You seem to be looking only at the present, Ashutosh. Think about it. Haven't your mother and motherland done everything for you? Are you not obliged to do your turn of service to them for all that they have done to make you stand here? Even our scriptures glorify this aspect, Ashutosh. The great Ramayana taught us the value of mother land ages ago.
Janani janma bhumishtha swargadapi gariyasi. Janani janma bhumishtha swargadapi gariyasi.
On the shores of Lanka, after Lord Rama vanquished Ravana, the people are in a jubilant mood.
Rama ho Rama re, Rama ho Rama re, Rama ho Rama re, Rama ho Rama. शरण में भुला दे हम इस पल सारे काम, रघुवर की शरण में भुला दे हम इस पल सारे काम, जीना क्या उसका जीना जो लेता कभी ना, सियावर राम का नाम, दिल खोलो ये मिल के बोलो ये सारे बोलो सीता राम, जय जय राम सीता राम, जय जय राम सीता राम, जय जय राम.
Monarch of monarchs, ruler of the seven worlds, Sayana Vikshwaku, welcome to this grand city of Lanka. Oh, words fail me while describing this magnificent city of Lanka. Its unprecedented beauty fascinates the kings of all the lokas. I really admire its beauty tirelessly. O Lord, let this land be graced by your rule. On behalf of all the citizens of Lanka, I pray to thee to ascend the throne. Yes, its beauty is unparalleled, but whatever you say is the final word that I will follow.
Lakshmana, this land may be matchless in its beauty and splendor, but nothing is greater and dearer to one's heart than his own mother and motherland. Api swarnamayi Lanka, name Lakshmana rochate, janani janma bhumischa swargadapi gariyasi. Vibhishana, it is you who should rule this great city of Lanka, and there is no other moment more opportune than now for your coronation. Vijayi Bhava, Vijayi Bhava.
Ashutosh, this is how Rama emphasized upon the significance of one's own mother and motherland. And that is why I too want to go back and serve my country and my parents.
I don't seem to be really moved by her philosophy. I'm not convinced about it. Anyways, all the best with your sentimental approach.
My dear friend, time alone will give us good insights into life. I will not interfere in your decision for now. Good luck. Don't forget to keep in touch, huh?
Vishwas returns to India in the span of 5 years.
Mr. Vishwas Ramachandran, on behalf of millions of viewers and on behalf of NDTV 24/7, let me take this opportunity to congratulate you on the Government of India conferring the most coveted International Gandhi Peace Prize for your immense contribution to social welfare. Mr. Vishwas, what's the motivation behind such a magnificent effort?
Firstly, I would like to thank NDTV for inviting me to this interview. What people say about these achievements by me and my foundation wouldn't have been possible without the grace of God and my dearest parents. I would like to thank my parents for their sacrifices which have brought me to this position.
Mr. Vishwas, having topped the Stanford University, you could have chosen to settle abroad and made a fortune. Why did you choose to come back to India?
Well, Pranav, I know a few friends who send lakhs of rupees from abroad for their parents, whom they have left at the care of old age homes. Just think about it, Pranav, of what use is so much money when all they pine for is the love and affection of their children. How can today's generation just send money and be satisfied? As toddlers, we receive the support of our parents even without asking for it. And now, when their steps are staggering, is it not our duty to be their support instead of presenting them a diamond-studded walking stick? This is the reason, Pranav, why I'm here.
Great! You make it sound so simple. Mr. Vishwas, coming from middle-class family, what's the secret behind the unimaginable success of your Asha Jyoti Foundation?
I follow a simple success mantra, you know. It is love all and serve all.
Marvelous.
India is a land of opportunities. To tap into these vast opportunities, all that the people need is some amount of motivation and direction. By implementing this concept, the bond of love between the people grew to such dizzying heights that have made this foundation what it is today. Now, Asha Jyoti Foundation stands as a beacon of light, giving hope to the hopeless through the path of love and service.
Mr. Vishwas, your profound perspective never ceases to amaze me. What's the takeaway for our viewers today?
I just have one message, Pranav. Mother and motherland are greater than heaven itself.
Thank you, Vishwas, for sharing your valuable time and views with us on our show.
Thank you.
This is Pranav signing off. Keep watching NDTV 24/7.
Sir, a call for you from California.
Hello?
Hey, Vishwas.
Yes?
This is Jerry Hall from Stanford University.
Hey, Jerry. How are you?
I'm good. By the way, we're organizing an alumni meet for our batch the next month. We hope you'll make it.
Yeah, sure. I'll be there.
Thank you. See you soon. Bye.
Janma bhumishcha swargadapi gariyas.
Good evening, friends. A very hearty welcome to all of you. It's great to be back together again. I'm thankful to everyone for making it here, taking out time from your busy schedules. Before we get going, I request any one of you to come up and speak a few words.
Hi everybody, remember me? Willie! Looking back, we realize how fast these 5 years have gone. It seems like just yesterday that we were enjoying our carefree student lives. But now, we are caught up in the responsibilities of this corporate world. Today is a day when we celebrate that spirit of studenthood and relive the memories of our college days. And let us never forget that even though we are grown up now, we still remain the Stanford Happy Chaps of yore.
Hey, Ashutosh.
Hey, Vishwas. It's been a long time without you, my friend.
So, how's life?
I heard you are the vice president of General Motors.
Must be a pretty exciting job, right?
You know, Vishwas, stuff like this looks good only from the outside. On the inside, I have reached a point where there is no satisfaction anymore. It's just the same boring routine day after day. By the way, how are your NGO activities going? I have read articles about your work, Asha Jyoti, and your awards.
It's not about the awards, Ashutosh. It's about the satisfaction that fills your heart when you see that contented smile on the face of a fellow being. These are the smiles that drive me to perform these acts of compassion every single day.
What can I say, Vishwas? Life has become devoid of all joy and contentment. In every sphere of life, I seem to face obstacles, one after the other, be it in the corporate life or in my life at home.
What's wrong at home, Ashutosh? Tell me, what happened?
My mother, Vishwas, had a head injury a year ago that has led to subdural hematoma, which has been sucking all the life out of her. The doctors now say it has turned acute and thus haven't given us much hope. I miss her a lot, Vishwas.
I'm so sorry, Ashutosh. But if you don't mind me asking, why are you still here when you should be back at home helping your mother?
What? What do you mean by not helping my mother, Vishwas? I have been keeping in touch with the doctors back in India and also been consulting the best of the doctors here. What more do you expect me to do?
Ashutosh, don't you realize that no amount of help from here can replace your physical presence at your mother's bedside when she needs you the most?
I wish I could, but my position here just doesn't allow me to.
Are you crazy? You just said that you are stuck in a dead-end job. Why can't you just quit and go back to your mother?
I still feel I have something more left to achieve here and...
It is not what we have in life, but who we have that matters. What is the use of these worldly achievements if you cannot repay the very person who brought you into this world, Ashutosh? Your mother has sacrificed everything for your sake, and it is your duty to be by her side. Don't you remember the sleepless nights that she spent by your bedside when you were sick? Now, no more arguments. For once, take my advice. Come with me back to India. I'm sure you would feel better.
Okay, Vishwas. I see the wisdom in your words. Let's go.
After the alumni meet, Vishwas and Ashutosh fly back to Mumbai and straight away head to the Leelavati hospital where Ashutosh's mother is hospitalized.
Dad, how is mom?
Ashutosh, you here?
Why didn't you inform me earlier? I could have had someone pick up at the airport. Are you all right, son?
I'm fine, Dad. It's okay. By the way, this is Vishwas, my friend.
Namaste, Uncle.
Namaste, beta.
Dad, what is her condition now?
I don't know how to tell you, beta. The doctor should be here any moment.
Why? What happened?
Hello. You must be Ashutosh. I'm Dr. Hemant. I have the latest reports on her health. I'm afraid it doesn't look good.
Your mother has been suffering from acute subdural hematoma, which has made her condition worse. The clot on the bridging veins has led to an increase in intracranial pressure.
Yes, this seems to have damaged the delicate brain tissue. Currently, she doesn't seem to be showing any positive response towards the treatment we are providing. If this situation continues, I'm afraid she doesn't have much time. Let's hope for the best.
Why didn't you tell me it was this serious, Dad?
You were so caught up in your work life and I didn't want to be an obstacle in your mind, Ashutosh.
You could have just given me a call. Ma, never did I imagine that there would come a day when I would be on the verge of losing you. Now, there seems to be no hope left. Is there no way out of this?
All is not lost, Ashutosh. Why do you despair? Haven't I told you about my Lord?
What? What do you mean, Vishwas?
All that I am today is because of my Master. If my mother is alive, if I'm in a respectable position in the society, if I could stand on my own feet, it is all because of him, his inspiration and his teachings. He has been my friend, guide and philosopher throughout. Come, Ashutosh, let us go to his divine abode. We will find all our answers there. He shall receive us with open arms.
Sai Youth present a skit titled Surrender to God. It's been 12 years since the Kauravas sent their cousins, the Pandavas, along with their consort, Draupadi, into exile.
Bhimasena, I feel very guilty for having brought all of you, including Panchali, into these troubled times.
Don't worry, brother. Soon, we will be leaving this unjust exile imposed on us.
Yes, Bhimasena. I hope we can return to our city and live in peace and tranquility.
Peace? No, never. I shall not rest until I have avenged the humiliation we have suffered at the hands of our very own cousins.
Calm down, brother. Calm down. Revenge and violence are not the only solutions to every problem we face. If we stoop to the level of our cousins, how are we any different from them?
Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.
Oh, look, the great Maharshi Durvasa has arrived along with his disciples.
Ayushman Bhava, Chiranjeevi Bhava.
Welcome, O Venerable Seer. Your presence has sanctified this humble hermitage of ours. Is there anything that we can offer you?
Dharmaraja, sweet words don't fill one stomach. You see, it has been a long and tiresome journey for us. A meal would be much appreciated at this hour.
Your wish is our command, O Holy One.
By the way, it's time for my daily ablutions. We shall proceed to the nearby river and complete our rituals, following which we shall partake your preparations.
As you please, O Great One. We shall await your arrival.
Hey, our guru seems to have found the right place for us to have food.
Yes. Now we are bound to have a feast fit for the kings.
Haven't you heard of the Akshaya Patra? I have been waiting for a long time for this. I even skip my morning meal for this sumptuous lunch.
Out of respect for our guru, I am sure the Pandavas would have prepared a delicious meal for us. I just can't wait to get my hands on it.
You fools! Is food all that you can think about? Why can't you pray to God once in a while and earn His grace? Think of the Lord and get rid of your sins. Go.
Forgive us for our ignorance, Guruji. We shall do as you say.
Panchali, the great Rishi Durvasa has arrived and has gone for his daily ablutions. I hope there is some food left which we could offer him and his disciples.
Natha, I have just completed my meal and the Akshay Patra has been washed. I am afraid it cannot give us any more food for today.
But then, how will we serve the sage his meal?
Oh God, if we displease the sage, then we would be unfortunate victims of his wrath.
Is there no way out of this predicament? Are we doomed to face the brunt of the sage's curse?
In times of despair, there exists only one being who can come to our rescue. At this hour, it is only the Almighty Lord who can save us from the sage's anger. O Krishna, O Hridaya Nivasi, you are our only refuge.
Shri Krishna. Dharma par
Oh, Draupadi, what seems to be the issue? And why is it that I see you all so distressed?
Oh, Antaryami, you are the all-knowing one. And yet, you act as if nothing is known to you.
Krishna, kindly have some mercy on us. Please save us from Sage Durvasa's rage.
All right, Dharmaja, I understand. But before I do anything, could I have something to eat? It's been quite a tiring day, you know.
Oh, Vasudeva, why do you test us? You know, there is nothing, not even a single grain left to serve you.
Dharmaja, get the vessel to me. Let me have a look.
Sure, my lord.
Gopi Nirmala Bhavena Yachate Mama Rakshanam
Draupadi, looks like you did leave something for me to partake. See, this small piece of curry leaf has managed to be untouched. Let this leaf satisfy not only me, but the entire universe.
But Krishna, how will we appease the hunger of Sage Durvasa and his disciples?
Don't worry, Bhimasena. They have already had their fill.
I suddenly feel very full in my stomach.
Yes, I too feel like I have had a huge feast.
I have never felt so full before in my life. I feel like I can't eat another morsel.
Now, how will the Pandavas feel if we wouldn't be able to eat their preparation?
Come, let us seek our Guru's advice. Gurudev!
Gurudev!
Gurudev! Gurudev! I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but we don't feel like partaking any more food today.
Our stomachs are full, Gurudev.
Shiva Shiva! Yes, I too feel the same. Let us approach the Pandavas and excuse ourselves.
Let us go.
It is so overwhelming to see the kind of devotion Draupadi had even in the face of adversity.
Yes, Ashutosh, it was Draupadi's prayer and faith in Krishna that manifested itself into a small piece of curry leaf, which in turn was made to multiply due to God's grace. Mind you, if the multiplier effect needs to work, the multiplicand must not be zero. In the same way, for God's multiplying grace to work, our effort must not be zero. God is always ready to shower His grace, Ashutosh. It is we who have to pray for it. Ask and it shall be given. Now is the opportunity, Ashutosh. Whoever prays wholeheartedly and sincerely in Prashanti Nilayam are bound to get their prayers answered. Go, Ashutosh, go
and pour out your heart to Him. I am sure He will take care.
Lord, till today, these legs have never set foot inside a temple. These knees have never knelt down before an idol. Never had these hands been folded, asking for forgiveness. These eyes have never looked up to anyone for succor, and this heart never poured out before anybody. But today, here I am, in full flesh and blood, beseeching you to give me one opportunity to express my love for my mother. Please save her, my Lord. Please save her. Yes, Doctor. What? Vishwas? The doctor has asked me to return immediately. Looks like her condition has worsened. What misfortune has befallen me? What sin have I committed that I am not even able to be with my mother during her last few moments?
Don't lose hope, Ashutosh. We still need to hang on. Don't let your fear get the better of you. Let us surrender to Him.
कभी ना हुआ ना हुआ तन्हा जब भी था चाहा तुझे पाया वहां आज जो मैं दूर हूं तो चाहूं देखना
What happened, doctor? Please tell me, what has happened to my mother?
You see, Mr. Ashutosh, I am very sorry that I have asked you to come here under emergency. But I must say, the situation I was in yesterday had forced me to do so. In the last 24 hours, an unexpected change has occurred. Since this morning, your mother has started responding to the treatment, and her vitals began to improve tremendously. With the kind of diagnostic tests and our observation of the case, over a period of time, I must admit, I never expected such a turn of events could take place.
What? What are you saying, doctor?
In my 20 years of medical experience, I've never witnessed such a change before. Based on her current reports and her response, I'm very confident that she would be all right in no time.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you so much. I have prayed to the Lord and I get an answer immediately. Doctor, I know I sound too eager in my excitement, but I have a request.
I know you're anxious to see your mother. You can do so right away. Nurse?
Yes, doctor.
Could you bring Mrs. Mehta? I want to give her a pleasant surprise.
Yes, doctor. Just give me a few minutes.
Actually, doctor, I'm more anxious to take her to Prashanthi Nilayam as soon as possible.
Oh, I should say that is a daring step. I wouldn't say it is not possible, but you should be really careful in taking her on such a long travel. I would suggest that she gets rest for a few days before she is discharged. Ha! Here she comes.
Ma! Ma!
Beta, come here. Come.
Ma, never shall I leave you alone. I will always be there by your side. I have realized what a big mistake I have committed by leaving you and staying away. I have now realized that you are more important than anything else in my life. If it were not for Vishwas, I don't know where I would be. Thank you, Vishwas. Thank you.
No, Ashutosh, I did nothing. It is all His grace. He was the one who brought you back to your mother. Once you surrendered to Him, He took care.
Yes, Vishwas, my search for hope always seemed to end in vain. But when I prayed to Him with a heart filled with remorse and longing, He answered immediately.
Ashutosh, whom are you talking about?
Mom, you first get discharged and come home. I have so much to share with you and I shall tell you everything. I want to take you to Him, He who has given you back to me. Where I cried out to the Lord and my prayers were answered. Today, if I am able to hold your hands, hear your sweet voice and look at your loving face, it is all because of Him.
I am so happy, Ashutosh.
With God,
all you have to do is pour out your heart and rest assured, He will take care.
Yes, Vishwas. Oh Lord, I failed to see beyond the walls of my ego and hear the desperate call of my mother. I was lost in the ephemerality of this world and didn't know where I was headed. But then, Lord, You corrected me and showed me the path back home to my mother and motherland. The moment You stepped into my life, joy and peace automatically followed. Lord, I am ever indebted to You
for saving my Deha Mata, bringing me back to my Desha Mata, and connecting me to you, the Daiva Mata or Sai Mata. Swami, thank you for opening my eyes to the sacred verse, Janani Janma Bhumischa Swargadapi Periyasi. Truly, Mother and Motherland are greater than heaven itself.
Let us all bask in the glory of our beloved Sai Mata in this heaven on earth, Prashanti Nilayam, and enjoy His divine grace.
संतान तू माता Thank you. सुख शांति नहीं। हरि भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं।
Narayana, 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 ते समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई।